It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In our study of dispensations, we're looking at dispensation number 7, and that is the tribulation period. We've been looking at some things that had to take place. We know that Christ had to die on the cross of Calvary, and the Holy Spirit had to come. And someone might say, well, how do you know that had to be like that? Well, God has always had a plan. I made mention before how that no one had to search through heaven to find a Savior. There's an old song that talks like that and says something like that, that they searched through heaven to find a Savior, and they found one, Jesus Christ. Well, they didn't have to search, because before the foundation of the world, it was decided that Jesus would come and that he would be the Savior of the world, and that is mankind. And it's sad that all people will not be saved, because many will not trust Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, we've looked at several things now, but this is the dispensation of the tribulation that we're studying right now. And the rapture will take place. That is the catching away of God's people. We will go up in the clouds to be with our Lord. Well, what about after the rapture? I mentioned last time that we will be at the judgment seat of Christ, and we will be judged individually. We will give an account as to what we've done. And Romans chapter 14, verse 10 says, but why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And that's not talking about all mankind. That's talking about all saved people. All saved people individually will stand at the judgment seat of Christ, not to see if they're saved or lost, but to receive those things they've done while they've been on this earth. In other words, they will receive a crown, or they won't receive a crown, for certain things that they did or did not do. If they did not do something to earn a crown, they won't receive a crown. That's suffering loss. And they could have had a crown for certain things. Well, that's a study in all of itself. And I would encourage you to study about the crowns that saved people can receive at the judgment seat of Christ. Well, individually, we will be at the judgment seat of Christ, that's saved people. And then collectively, together, the church, that's the people, those who are saved right now during this church dispensation, those saved people, the church, becomes the bride or the wife of Christ. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7, it says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife hath made herself ready. Well, there's desolation and tribulation going on in this earth. We will be at the judgment seat of Christ, and we'll receive those things we've done in our bodies. In other words, what we've done to serve the Lord individually and collectively. The church, the bride of Christ, we're going to rejoice to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ at the marriage of the Lamb. And the wife has made herself ready, according to Romans chapter 19 and verse 7. We'll be there together, all of us who are saved. And collectively, after the marriage of the Lamb, the marriage supper will take place. Revelation chapter 19 and verse 9 talks about that. And I believe during the tribulation, after the marriage, the Lamb and his bride will celebrate their marriage with the grandest supper that has ever taken place. Revelation 19 and verse 9, and he saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Well, we will be at the marriage supper, those of us who have trusted Jesus Christ as Savior right now during the dispensation that we're living in, and that is the dispensation of the church. Well, as we continue looking on, we now come to the tribulation. Keep in mind now, while people are preparing now, they don't know it, but they're going to go through the most difficult time that has ever taken place in this world, or that ever will happen in this world, and that is the tribulation. While we are enjoying the blessings of God, we're at the marriage supper of the Lamb, And by the way, I believe that, you know, the Lord told the apostles as he instituted the Lord's table, he said that he would not eat or partake of the Lord's table again, drink the fruit of the vine, and until he sits down with them again later on in heaven. I believe that you and I, as saved people, we're going to be able to observe the Lord's table, the Lord's Supper, as we sit with the Lord Jesus Christ. And I believe this will probably take place after the marriage supper of the Lamb, and we'll be observing the Lord's table together with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, the Bible tells us that as often as we do that, we do show his death till he comes. And I believe that that's going to be done in remembrance of him, because he said that he would partake of that once again in heaven with those who are saved. And I believe he was not only talking to the apostles, but he's speaking to us saved people as well. Well, notice now the tribulation. Peace, safety, sudden destruction. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 3 says that 7 years of tribulation begins sometime after the church has been removed. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7, for the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. Well, the Holy Spirit, through the true church, letteth, that is, delays or hinders, the revelation of the Son of Perdition. The church, remember, if you've been studying with us, and we've studied the dispensation of the church, how that I believe that when the fullness of the Gentiles come in, the Bible says in Romans 11:25, I believe that that last person who gets saved, that is going to be the end of the dispensation of the church. And then we're going to see that we will be gone, and we've talked about that several times now, and then will these things start to take place, the tribulation period. In effect, the Holy Spirit will be taken out of the way when all of those that he indwells and guides are caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And of course, since he is omnipresent, he will still be present and working on earth, though not through the church. The Holy Spirit is still going to be here because he's God. And remember, God has a plan. Nothing takes God by surprise. God knows everything, and he has a plan. Now, notice also, the seven-year period begins shortly after a covenant. In other words, a peace treaty that is made with the nation of Israel. Daniel chapter 9, verse 26. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself. And the people of the prince that shall come shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be with a flood, and unto the end of the war desolations are determined. Note the word prince in Daniel chapter 9 and verse 26. Now, Daniel chapter 9 and verse 27 continues, and he, and that's the prince of verse 26 of Daniel 9, he's the beast. He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of abominations he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. Well, an event takes place that causes the treaty of the beast to be confirmed. The week mentioned in Daniel 9:27 is the week of years. In other words, each day of the mentioned week represents 1 year. So 1 week equals 7 years, and 7 years of the tribulation. Well, I believe that this prince comes about after Gog and Magog. Number one, Ezekiel 38 talks about this, 39 and verse 9, and Revelation chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 speaks of this. You see, in the middle of this seven-year period, the covenant or treaty is broken. And Daniel 9:27, we're going to read that in just a moment. And Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 21 speaks of that. The man of sin, the beast, the Antichrist, becomes the ruler of the world and demands that people worship him. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27. And he, and that's the prince of verse 26, the beast, shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of the abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate. We keep reading now in the Bible, Matthew chapter 24, verses 15 through 21. When ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. It's a time of desolation. It's worse than any time that anybody could ever anticipate. It's going to happen because God has a plan, and God has a reason for this. And we're going to look at that as we continue our study in the book, and that is the Bible, the King James Bible. We're going to see more about that as we study about the tribulation period. Well, something else. Jesus referred to the last 3.5 years as a time of great tribulation. Now, there's some people, once again, that they do not believe there's going to be a tribulation period. They think we're in the tribulation period right now. Well, they haven't seen anything yet, and I hope they don't see that. I pray that they get saved before this happens. But there's those individuals who doubt that it's really going to happen the way the Bible says. All we have to do is read the Word of God, and things unfold to us, especially to the saved person who knows Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, Jesus did refer to the last 3.5 years as a time of great tribulation. Matthew 24, 21, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. The last 3.5 years will be a time of tremendous satanic activity, and Satan's man will be the earth's ruler and absolute dictator. Revelation 13, 2 says, the dragon gave him his power. Some wonder, how can this man have so much power? Well, the devil gives him his power. Revelation 13, 4, it says, they worshiped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. We're seeing devil worship today, but nothing like it's going to be in the tribulation period, as people actually worship the devil. Many, many, many people will worship the devil, as they also worship the beast, the Antichrist, because the devil gives him his power. I trust that you know Jesus Christ as Savior. Please do not go into the tribulation period. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart right now. Trust him as your Lord and Savior. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.